ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज एंड गेस्ट्स that have come for our Sunday feast program in spite of heavy rains, and this is the time for a matinee show. So you all come to hear about Krishna and deepen your connection with Radha Gopinath. So congratulate all of you for joining us this Sunday, and also extremely thankful to the temple management for giving me an opportunity to share Krishna Katha here, although I am not qualified at all to share, especially from this dais. We are only used to receiving from this dais. Now we have been asked to share also. And there are also some devotees that are attending it online, so seek blessings from them too. It is said that life is like a school. All of you have gone to school. So recently on the friendship day, one of my friends, school friends, whom I have lost touch for the last 25 years, sent me my school photo, the group photo. Everyone has those cherished group photos from childhood, and to my surprise I couldn't identify myself where I was. And another thing that took to me by surprise was the uniform dress. Surprisingly, the dress, the uniform was saffron. So it seems that I didn't graduate from my school. I'm still continuing the And whether our uniform changed or not, we are all in the school of life. And in this school of life, each one of you here is a teacher, teaching someone, some people by your example, and also a student, learning from different experiences. So therefore it is said, the capacity to learn is a gift that we receive. What is our mental capacity? How much can we download per second or per hour? Each one has different bandwidths. And the ability to learn is a skill. Whether you get a good teacher, that teacher teaches you. But the willingness to learn is a choice. And those who make that choice in every experience that they get to learn, they are the ones that actually grow in the school of life. Else we get stuck in the same time loop, doing same things again and again. It's also said that in the school of life, some teach us how to be better, how to be a better father, how to be a better student, how to be a better human being, how to be a better devotee. And it's also said that most teach us how not to be bitter, how not to be like the way I am. And in life there are two modes. There is a learning mode, but we are all hankering for the next mode, that is earning mode. That when will I get over this learning so I can start earning. And we, in every situation, whether we will be able to earn or not, it is not guaranteed. But in every situation of life, we will surely be able to learn. And those who learn, they are the ones that grow. Some 1 or 2 years back, Nokia had to sell off themselves to Microsoft. And when Nokia was handing over to Microsoft, the CEO of Nokia gave his last speech. And during the speech, he became quite emotional, because he never dreamed that such a day will come where he'll have to sell off Nokia. Or Sudama Prabhu says, Japa Nokia. That time, because of Nokia, Japa Nokia. What to speak of now, iPhone and Samsung. So the CEO, during his speech, he said that with tears in his eyes, he said, we didn't do anything wrong. Humne kuch galat nahi kiya. We were earning the money, and almost the whole world was using Nokia. How many of you here use Nokia? Oh, quite a lot. So not the smartphone, but the T9 keypad wala. So with tears in his eyes, although they had conquered almost the entire world with their extremely magical devices that never break apart, screen nahi tootta hai, kuch bhi nahi hota hai, they have gravity sensor. Before they fall down, they break apart. So with tears in his eyes, Nokia CEO, he said, we didn't do anything wrong, but we don't know where we missed the buck. So whether it be in corporations, whether it be in our own life, if we fail to learn, then we stop growing. And the best way to grow, best way to learn, is to take help of the scriptures and the saints. And that's the purpose of the Sunday feast program or any of the lectures that we have, is so that we can learn from the wise sages of ancient India and from all across the world. And without this scriptural backing, we may actually learn something unauthentic. Once a teacher, she wanted to teach the misadvantages of drinking alcohol. So she brought alcohol, beer bottle. She brought some worms and she dropped the worms into the wine bottle. And when she dropped the worms into the wine bottle, what happened? They disappeared. They failed into existence. The whole body was just eaten up, was just corroded by the wine. And teacher asked, so what do you learn from this small exercise that I shown you? So one student said that we should not drink alcohol. It is not good for us. But another student, maybe from Bombay, he raised his hand and said that from this I learned that we should drink alcohol. Because my mother always keeps complaining that there are so many worms in my stomach. And no pill is able to remove them. So this seems to be a good way. So when we are observing life, if we don't have the support of the saints and scriptures, we may actually learn otherwise. Or they may say that experience in life teaches us. As you go through life, then you keep learning. But experience only gives us lessons after the exam is over. What is the use of that? I always say that the experienced teacher, the teacher of experience, is like a comb that you get after your hair are gone. Baal jadne ke baad, kangi ka kya fayda hai? You may try to give to others the experience. And in the pastimes of Krishna, we see amazing narration, amazing thrill, and also amazing lessons that we can all learn. And during quite few weeks, we are taking different pastimes from the Krishna book, especially the killing of the demons, starting from Putana, Trinavarta, Shakatasura, Hagasura, Denukasura. And today, I don't know what is the next series that is going to start, but today is the last demon, but not the least. He is one of the most formidable. Today is the last demon that Krishna kills in Vrindavan. His name is Vyomasura. Now, Vyoma is a popular fashion brand, construction brand, because Vyoma represents space. And in this pastime, to my surprise, the pastime is only 9 verses. So in 9 verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10, chapter 37, the whole pastime is described in 9 verses. So I was thinking, this pastime will get over in 9 minutes if I just read the verses. So, but to our backing, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, and many of the current Vaishnavas have given quite few insights into this pastime. So in movies, there is a fast forward and there is a slow motion. Usually when you see a movie in a fast forward, it appears to be comedy. And you might have seen. And same way, in life we are at so much fast pace that we can't make out, arre abhi to shaadi kiya, abhi mere beta ka shaadi ho raha hai. And life just moves on very fast. And we fail to recognize the actual moments of life. And this 9 frames, I thought I'll take it in slow motion, taking scene by scene and lessons from each scene lessons from the nine scenes that are described in this pastime. So a prelude, or this pastime, has a previous version. Many movies have this series, and we are all wondering what happened, why did this happen in that movie, that we'll get to know in the next version. So before this chapter was chapter 36, where Arishtasura was killed, and that beautiful pastime of the appearance of Radha Kund, although it is not directly mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is there in the other scriptures that after the killing of Arishtasura in Aritagram, this whole appearance of Radha Kund pastime happens. So that was on Bahulashtami. This year Bahulashtami is on October 23rd. So we are very close to this pastime in date wise. And after Arishtasura is killed and Radha Kund is established, Narad Muni gets very eager that abhi bahut ho gaya. Now the highest place of existence, even Radha Kund has manifested, and this Kamsa is still existing, and Krishna has to do so many other activities, and Narad Muni is like that catalyst, the trigger that comes into play when Krishna's desire changes to do some other activity. So Narad Muni goes to Kamsa, because till now Kamsa is only guessing. Maybe it is that same person that has appeared to kill me. But Narad Muni now goes, and as they say, he spills the beans. He tells that Krishna and Balaram, who have been declared that they will be the cause of your death, are not gone, nor are it's a mystery. They are with Nanda and Yashoda, just very close to you, 1 hour from you, not even 1 hour, half an hour from you. Because if you want to be safe, generally you run off to a very far place, like when the Europe was dismantling, most of them, for a free life, they went and settled in United States, and the Statue of Liberty is there. So generally you go and run off far. But here Krishna, he chose a very close by place. Something, and when we went to Mathura, the road from where Vasudeva and Devaki were captured and kept, the road that goes to Vrindavan is right from in front of Kamsa's palace. So imagine Vasudev's daring, his courage, therefore he is known as Shauri. First of all, he was escaping, he was trying to take Krishna, and that too he had to take in front of Kamsa's palace. So therefore Kamsa could never actually guess that, can it be this so close, and can it be that same person? But Narad Muni spilled the beans and confirmed that Krishna and Balaram who are staying, they are the cause of your death, and you should do something immediately, otherwise you are going to die, because they are getting more and more powerful. And then Kamsa immediately orders Akrura, that looks like that place has some power, let me remove Krishna from that place. Even that was Dhritarashtra's worry. Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre. He was worried, my sons are in a troubled place, because that is a place of dharma. And because of that, Dhritarashtra was having worry, because every place has some vibrations, some vibes. And as soon as you step into the gate here, the vibes change, the mood, the tranquility sets in. And as soon as you step out, immediately the passion of Mumbai catches you. And same way, in some places, the vibrations are very welcoming. As soon as you go there, you feel very welcomed. And some places, you go there and you feel, I am not welcomed here. Nobody wants me here. So the place has vibrations, and comes a thought, let me remove Krishna from that place, and if I remove Krishna from that place of Vrindavan, which may be like a Bermuda Triangle, where all the flights that I am sending are vanishing. So let me remove Krishna from the triangle, from Vrindavan, and get him to Mathura. But who will do that? Somebody who is trustworthy to Krishna. And he tells Akrura on the day of Bahulashtami that you should go and get Krishna here for a wrestling match for the Mathura Olympics. And let's see who wins the wrestling match. It was a whole plot to kill Krishna in front of the whole public. And Arishtasura is killed, and that evening next day morning Keshi was sent. So Keshi and Vyoma, they both come to Vrindavan knowing for 100% that this is the enemy. Before this, all other enemies were not sure, because Narad Muni didn't confirm. But Keshi knew that this is Krishna and this is the target that I am supposed to kill. And even the story of Keshi has amazing lessons. We will not go into that. That has 30 verses that cover the story. But we will just touch upon what Keshi represents. Because Keshi, when he came to Vrindavan, he opened his mouth, and last week His Holiness Bhakti Rasayana Sagar Maharaj, he elaborately discussed on the lessons from Keshi. So he opened his mouth and was gaping loudly. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that Keshi represents pride. And a proud person has a very big mouth, and he always likes to glorify himself and condemn others. And Krishna, he just by inserting his hand into Keshi's mouth, that same hand that is soft like a butter, it was hard like a hot iron rod, and Keshi dies. And these are all real stories. They are not real stories. Many of the Bollywood movies, they try to show up something that is not real. So recently, I came across there is this new technology known as CGI, computer generated images, where the hero is seemingly jumping over the ocean, doing a without any kind of support, jumping into a valley, or walking across the train as the train is coming, and everybody is at the edge of seats. Are train maar dega to usko? And then they showed how they make it. There is no train. It is just a green sheet of paper, green cloth, and in front of him, in front of that green sheet on the track, the hero just walks. And even he is surprised when they make the movie. Acha, this came out like this. Otherwise, for him also it was not much fun, just to walk across the track, which many in Bombay try to do. But seeing this particular act, thrilling act, many in India, they try to imitate this. As the train is just about to come, they are trying to take the selfie with the train. Yesterday somebody was trying to take a selfie with the python behind him. And both the mobile and the man were found inside the python. So this particular story, the person who was trying to walk across the train, he died. So this story is the amazing adventures that the movies show. They are not real, and we get enamored by it. But the adventures that Krishna is doing, they are real. They are recorded narrations that actually happened. And in the next chapter, then before this Kamsa and Akrura's discussion was shown, but then in the Keshi chapter, Akrura, Kamsa, they don't come. The whole focus is on Vrindavan, Keshi. And in the next chapter after this, the story continues. Krishna, Akrura comes and beautiful description of the mode in which one is supposed to go to Vrindavan is described, and how he convinces and bleeds the hearts of the gopis and the gopas to take Krishna back. So this particular day, Krishna killed Keshi in the morning as an appetizer. He kills the demon, then he has his breakfast. And then even in Ayurveda, they give a pill that you should have this before the meal. So Krishna doesn't need a pill. He gets some demon, some evil to come, and he kills them. Then everybody breaks off from the play. Otherwise there is no end to the play of Braj. And then they have their lunch. So for the lunch break, this Vyoma had to come. And all the coward boys, for them it is any other day. They don't know that this is the last day of their play. And Krishna knows, but Krishna is not affected, and he's doing this as a pastime. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives a whole timeline of Krishna. We have all these Facebook timelines. When did you take birth? I don't know if anybody posts that, but Facebook shows that, okay, he was born on this time, on in the timeline. Then they also create videos and do all that. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives a timeline of Krishna. When, in what all time zones, times, Krishna did what? So we all know Krishna appeared 5000 years back in Vrindavan, in Mathura, then he went to Vrindavan. So some scientists, some Vedic astrologers, they tried to date back. When was Krishna Janmashtami according to the current calendar then? So according to English calendar, do you want to know what is Krishna's birthday? It is 18 July. I think this year it was Radha Gopina's appearance day. So 18 July is the, according to English calendar, the appearance day of Krishna. And as soon as he was born, he went to Vrindavan. And for 3 years he was in Gokul. And Vishnu Thakur is so precise. He says 3 years and 4 months. For 3 years and 4 months, Krishna stayed in Gokul, and he killed Putana, Shakatasura and Trinavarta. And then when the three demons were killed, all the Vrajavasis were anxious for the protection of Krishna. And the whole community shifted just for saving one child. Say, just for saving Krishna, they wanted to shift the whole community. And then, they didn't directly come to Nandagaon. First they came to Chettigara. And in Chettigara, then they, near Chettigara is Vrindavan, the current existing Vrindavan, that where Krishna Balaram temple is there. So there the Vrajavasis stayed till Krishna was 6 years and 8 months. And then similarly Srimati Radharani's party, Vrishabhanu Maharaj and all of them, they also shifted from Raval to first Vasanti and then to Dig, and then both of them, Radharani's family and Krishna's family, they moved to Kamyavan. And then from Kamyavan, they finally came to Vrindavan. So lot of moving. Now, whenever we had to move our house, you all know how difficult it is. So much luggage gets accumulated. And then from 7 to 10 years, from 3 to 7, Krishna was just moving. Chatikara, then sometime Vrindavan, then to Kamyavan, and finally to Nandagaon. So from 7 to 10 years, Krishna stayed in Nandagaon, and where the Nandabhavan is there, currently we go. And at the age of 10, Krishna, Akrura comes to take Krishna to Mathura. So he only stayed a decade in Vrindavan. Therefore Gaurampur says, a decade of union and a century of separation. And that decade of union was so strong that even a century could not erase those memories, and they became more and more strong. And then from the age of 10 till the age of 28, Krishna stayed in Mathura. And there he was protecting, and many times Jarasandha came to attack. And then from the age of 29 to the age of 125 is the years that Krishna stayed on this planet, he stayed in Dwaraka. And Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita when he was in Dwaraka, when he went to Kurukshetra war. And historians calculate as per the dates that the age of Krishna when Bhagavad Gita was spoken was 90 years. So, wise old man, but he was not old like us with beard and a falling vision. So, this is a brief timeline of Krishna. Because I always wonder when what happened. And then Krishna left back to the spiritual world. Even that date is caught up, is caught. That is 18th February. So coming back to the pastime after the whole timeline of Krishna, from his birth to his deactivation, as they say, that if you want, behind every successful student, there is a deactivated Facebook account. Unless you deactivate the Facebook account, you will not be able to study. And this verse is the first verse where this pastime begins. I'll just recite this verse. Bhagavan api govindo hatva keshini mahave pashun apalayat palai pritair vajasukavaha. So, as I said, from each pastime, from each frame, we are going to take lessons. So the first lesson was from Keshi, that pride is a demon that needs to be curbed. And the next lesson from this, I'll read the translation. After killing the demon Keshi in battle, the Supreme Personality of Godhead continued to tend the cows and other animals in the company of his joyful cowherd boyfriends. Thus he brought happiness to all the residents of Vrindavan. So here we see Krishna, after killing a huge demon like Keshi, he is not boasting about it. And all the cowherd boys, they are also very casual. And their more interest is into go and play with Krishna. So the first lesson, the second lesson from this pastime is that we all have a chance to make friends with Krishna. And Krishna is such a generous and accommodative person that he considers each of his tiny parts the chance to give them the opportunity of friendship. And all of us have many social network friends, maybe 5,000, maybe 3,000. But you know who your friends are when you are in ICU. How many come to say ICU? That otherwise the Facebook friends are just in namesake. And definition of a friend is given as, friend is one who takes interest in us and cares for us. Not that when in good times he is with you, when the pocket is full he is with you, and once the pocket is empty he is gone. And it's also said that somebody who can understand even when you are silent. Jab chup bhi ho to bhi aapke hriday mein kya chal raha hai, he can make out. There is a nice poem that is said between the friendship between the eyes and the hands. When the hand is hurt, the eyes cry. And when the eyes cry, the same hand goes to wipe those tears. So each one is trying to help each other. There is a nice poem in Hindi about the friendship between milk and water. This is a very nice poem, and this also gives us a lot of lessons. So it's in Hindi. Let me read to you. जब दूध ने पानी का समर्पण देखा, because when the water is poured into the milk, that is common. It is nothing uncommon. So when water is poured into the milk, if oil is poured, then it immediately has a separate existence. But when the water is poured into the milk, water, apparently H2O is there, but apparently it completely mixes with the milk. You can't differentiate. Only if you are a paramahamsa, a swan can only drink the milk and leave the water. But all of us, it is the same. So when the milk, जब दूध ने पानी का समर्पण देखा तो उसने कहा, दोस्त तुमने अपने स्वरूप को भी त्याग कर मेरे स्वरूप को धारण किया है, अब मैं भी दोस्ती निभाऊंगा और तुम्हें अपने मोल पे बिकाऊंगा। दूध का कितना कीमत है? 50 रुपये है। पानी का कितना कीमत है? 10 रुपये, अगर 10 रुपये। But when the milk is mixed with water, when the water is mixed with milk, the water is also sold at the same rate. दूध बिकने के बाद जब उबाला जाता है तब पानी कहता है, अब मेरी बारी है दोस्ती निभाने की और तुमसे पहले मैं चला जाऊंगा। तुमको बॉइल कर रहे वो मैं देख नहीं सकता, तुमसे पहले आई विल एवोपरेट। जब दूध दोस्त को अलग होते हुए देखता है तो उफन कर गिरता है आग को बुझाने के लिए। मैं मेरे दोस्त को जाते हुए कैसे देख सकता हूं? I will go and stop the fire. तब पानी के बूंदे उस पर चींट कर वही दूध को शांत कर देते। So amazing sacrifice between the milk and the water. पर इस बेपना दोस्ती में, this strong friendship में अगर थोड़ी सी कटास आ गया, few drops of lemon दूध में डाल दिया, तो दूध और पानी अलग हो जाता है। इसके लिए दोस्ती में या रिलेशनशिप्स में कटास मत लेके आइए, केवल मिठास डालिए। पुट शुगर इनटू मिल्क एंड वाटर, डोंट पुट लेमन। If you put lemon, if you put bitterness, then that milk and water will get separated. So in Krishna and the Gopas, the friendship is also like this. like the milk and the water. And it is getting sweeter and sweeter because there is no lemon being added. There is no bitterness being added, the bitterness of expectations. They are just accepting each other and the sweetness is increasing. And as you know, sugar, sweetness is a very good adhesive. Just before this talk, as I was preparing and meditating and trying to make lessons, one devotee came, brought for me Son Papdi from Govardhan. So, because this whole story happened in Govardhan, so I was quite ecstatic. Oh, I got this Govardhan Son Papdi. And if you see this Son Papdi, it's an amazing sweet where each strand is separate. The process is very tedious, but each strand is separate. But because the sugar is there, the sweet, it is together. And you know, some dried up Son Papdi, as soon as the sugar gets dried up or gets attached, then they all fall apart. So in relationship between Krishna and Gopas, that sweetness, that sugar is what that keeps them so closely bonded. And especially Lord's care and concern for the Gopas, for the devotees, that makes him worthy to make friendship with. Otherwise, in this world, friends are only not sure when they will help us, when they will not help us. And Krishna, Srila Prabhupada also, many times he refers Krishna just as Krishna. Many of the other, any other sampradaya if you go, Krishna is never just referred as directly Krishna. Shri Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna. But Prabhupada, Krishna the Supreme Person, or Krishna did this, Krishna did that. Sometimes he uses the adjectives Lord, but if you read the Krishna book, it is direct Krishna. But when it comes to Srimati Radharani, there are two adjectives. One is before Radha, Srimati, and another after Rani. So two adjectives, because that Madhurya Bhav, that position of the gopis, is very respectable. But just like you call your friends just by name, Hemant or different names. So Prabhupada introduced Krishna as a friend. We don't have to, of course we need to respect and know his position. Yesterday Gaur Gopal gave amazing talk on how God is great and God is sweet. But Krishna is willing to be a friend of all of us, and especially in Vrindavan, he is just another friend. So second lesson we learn is, make friends with Krishna. Because if you make friends with Krishna, that friendship will never spoil you, or he will never let you down. And the last part of this verse says that Pritair Vraja Sukavahai. They made friendship with Krishna, but what is the benefit of making friendship with Krishna? The benefit of making friendship with Krishna is, Krishna brings happiness into the lives of his friends, of his community. So this is the third lesson, that only Krishna can actually bring happiness in our lives. And to the extent somebody is connected to Krishna, to that extent we can experience that happiness. Otherwise, each person we expect that they will bring us happiness. For some time it is there, but later that happiness goes. One lady, her house, unke parivar mein bahut war chal raha tha. There was a lot of fighting going on. There was no shanti. So she went to one Panditji. And she asked, Panditji, mujhe kaun sa vrat karna chahiye taki ghar mein sukh shanti rahe? Nag bali yagya, ya Satyanarayan vrata, ya so many vratas are there. And jitna boli Panditji ke saath, to Panditji ne ek hi bola, aap maun vrat kijiye. Aap maun vrat karenge, तो शांति आएगी और शांति के बाद फिर सुख आएगा. सो नो पर्सन इन दिस वर्ल्ड कैन एक्चुअली ब्रिंग अस हैप्पीनेस फॉर एवर. फॉर सम टाइम द हैप्पीनेस इज देयर, बट आफ्टर दैट द हैप्पीनेस एवोपरेट्स. बट कृष्णा विल ऑलवेज कीप ब्रिंगिंग हैप्पीनेस इन टू द लाइफ ऑफ हिज डिवोटीज. देयरफॉर दैट वर्स इन दामोदर अष्टकम, इति दृक् स्वलीलाभिर् आनंद कुंडे, इज कॉन्स्टेंटली इमर्सिंग हिज डिवोटीज इन द पूल्स ऑफ हैप्पीनेस. एंड वंस वी स्टार्ट एक्सपीरियंसिंग हैप्पीनेस फ्रॉम कृष्णा, whether somebody in this world provides us happiness or not, will not be so worried. Otherwise, we keep expecting others to play God, to be a perfect person, which they can never be, nor can we be. I remember on our birthdays, so many wishes come on Facebook, on WhatsApp, on SMS, on phones, and many times the reply is copy-paste. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You can't even properly reciprocate with those who are wishing us. And Krishna, he can accommodate and accept each and every one of us, one of our wishes. And we go to the next verse. The next verse. Ekada te pashun palas charayanto drisanushu chakrur nilay yana kridas चोरा पालापदेशतः. वन डे द कवर्ड बॉयज वाइल ग्रेजिंग देयर एनिमल्स ऑन द माउंटेन स्लोप्स प्लेड द गेम ऑफ स्टीलिंग एंड हाइडिंग, एक्टिंग आउट द रोल्स ऑफ राइवल थीव्स एंड हर्डर्स. सो बीइंग विद कृष्णा इज नॉट बोरिंग, इट्स ऑलवेज एक्साइटिंग, एंड एवरी डे देयर इज अ न्यू गेम. वे कीप whatever games that are there in the Olympics, everything has its root to the original sportsman Krishna. Therefore, one of the sports companies, the shoes is Adidas, right? So one of our devotees says it is Adi Das, that Adi is Krishna and we are his Das, therefore we have to be at his foot. And here they are all playing a game. The game is that of a, all of you must have played chor police, hide and go seek. Some of your friends will go and hide below the scooter, under the car, or above the trees, somewhere they will hide. And you need to go and either touch them or just a statue. And they need to be there like a murti, or they are out of the game. So here they also devised a game. The game had four roles. The one role was sheep. There were some gopas became sheep. The second role was of shepherds. Some shepherds that will guard and that will guide the sheep. The third role is that of the thieves, chor. And the sheep are being protected by the shepherds and are being trying to be stolen by the thieves. But can the shepherds fight against the thieves? No, there is a fourth role, that is that of police. That is Govardhan police. And of course, there is a story Prabhupada tells about Govardhan Daku. There was a famous person who was trying to steal from Krishna. He came to Govardhan, but when he saw beauty of Krishna, he totally changed. And Krishna became not the sheep, not the thief, but he became the police. Because next day, he had to go and punish Kamsa and establish dharma. So this was like a rehearsal for Krishna. And Krishna became the police. And each of the gopas was perfectly playing the part. At the same time, they didn't forget who they originally are. They are not that part that is being played, because the verse that comes next, it says that none of the playmates were afraid. If somebody becomes a sheep and is totally absorbed in that, he had to be naturally be afraid of the thieves. But none of the gopas were afraid, because they didn't forget their original position, that we are friends of Krishna. Nor did they forget their current role. As in, like, the sheep became police, or the police became the thieves. Police chor nahi bana, chor police nahi bana. So each one was playing their roles. And the fourth lesson is, the whole world is a stage, and we should play our part, both the temporary role that we are playing, but also not forget the eternal role that we have. And Shakespeare, in one of his books, he writes this nice poem about all the world's a stage. Many of you might have heard this. And he divides the whole life into 7 stages. I'd like to just read it out. It's a short poem. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women are merely players. We are all playing different. They have their exits and their entrances. And one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being 7 ages. At first, the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms. That is the first role that we play in life, like a helpless kid. Then the whining schoolboy, rota hua, nahi jaunga school, with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like a snail, unwilling to go to school. And then the lover, sighing like furnace, andar aag bhadak rahi hai, furnace jaisa, with a woeful ballad made to his mistress' eyebrow. Then a soldier or a worker, he is comparing, okay, after that you become a soldier, full of strange oaths and bearded like a pard, jealous in honor, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation even in the cannon's mouth. And then the justice, after the soldier, then the your middle age, he calls that as justice. In a fair round belly, you get a family pack, with a good cap on lined, with eyes severe and beard of formal cut, full of wise saws and modern instances. And so he plays the part. The sixth age shifts, the old age, into the lean and slippered pantaloon, with spectacles on nose and pouch on his side. His youthful hose well saved a world too wide for his shrunk shank and his big manly voice, turning again toward childish treble, pipes and whistles in his sound. The last scene of all, the last stage of our life, that ends this strange eventful history, is second childishness and mere oblivion, without teeth, without eyes, without taste, and without anything that you were playing the role. So we play many roles, but we are so absorbed into the role of the student, of the whichever relationship, and that absorption into temporary role gives us lot of fear and anxiety. But the gopas here, they were not at all afraid, although they were playing the role of a sheep and the thieves are next to them. They were not afraid because they didn't forget their eternal identity, their real identity. If Amitabh Bachchan was a sharabi, in one movie. If he starts drinking every day, what will happen? Today only I got an article saying that how drinking wine is an anti-aging element. So I thought obviously you will die young, so no aging only. So no age, so anti-aging. So, but when we don't remember the eternal role, eternal identity that we have, then fear creeps in. And another lesson from this verse and this story is that Krishna is here playing a very simple game. All of you, or some of you may be playing on your mobiles, all this complicated, very intense games, graphic intensive, Temple Run and Candy Crush and what not. Nowadays this Pokemon has come and people end up in different places. Somebody ended up in someone else's house because the Pokemon was there and that guy didn't know and he shot him. Usko shoot kar diya. But Krishna is here playing a very simple game, Chor Police, which all of us play. So as when we were children, we all used to play simple games. But as we start growing, the games get complicated. All the political games, all the financial maneuverings. But the highest achievement is again to play that simple games with Krishna. And Krishna, his nature is very simple. And therefore, he appreciates those that are also simple hearted. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that saralata or simplicity, being simple and straightforward, is the first qualification to advance in spiritual life. And most eating is a simple pleasure. But now we get so complicated, we are watching our mobiles or we are watching the TV or what is going on, that we miss that pleasure. And we hardly experience that pleasure. And all this simple pleasure are also gone. And therefore Rabindranath Tagore, he says a nice quote. He says that it is simple to be happy. Khush rehna zyada complicated nahi hai. It is very simple to be happy. But he adds, but it is very difficult to be simple. It is very simple to be happy, but it is very difficult to be simple. Why it is very difficult to be simple? Because we are more image conscious than Krishna conscious. We are always thinking, what will others think about me? The sheep, they are not thinking, are humko bakri bana diya. What will my other friend say? Maine tumko bakra banaya. They were not fixed into those images, that roles that they were playing, because they knew that they have such sugar between them, that friendship, that sweetness, that their binding will never go off, and all these things that plays that they are doing is just a play. So the next verse, tatrasan katichit chora palascha katichin ripa meshaitascha tatraike vijarur akuto bhaya. In that game, O king, some acted as thieves, others as cowherds, shepherds, and others as sheep. They played their game happily without fear of danger. So fear arises because of ignorance, and fearlessness is a symptom of knowledge. Those who are actually knowledge, they are fearless. Therefore in the 20 points of knowledge that Krishna states in the Gita, the first he says is abhayam. The symptom of knowledge is fearlessness, that not being afraid. And in this world, as we are studying, we start becoming more fearful. इतना पढ़ाई करके जॉब मिलेगा कि नहीं, विल आई नॉट बी ओवर क्वालिफाइड और दिस पर्टिकुलर फील्ड. आई हैड वन ऑफ माई फ्रेंड्स हु वॉज स्टडिंग विथ मी मास्टर्स इन शिकागो, सो ही वॉज डूइंग पीएचडी, वी वर इन अ पीएचडी प्रोग्राम. सो आई आस्क्ड हिम वन डे, ही वॉज फ्रॉम श्रीलंका, आस्क्ड हिम वन डे, सो वॉट विल यू डू आफ्टर पीएचडी, बिकॉज I was fixed that even before the PhD, just after the masters, I want to come back to Bombay. He had no idea. So for 2 minutes he started thinking, because this question he never thought. Iske baad kya karunga main? And then he said, I don't want to think about it now. Abhi sochna nahi chahta hu, baad mein kya karunga main? Because worry about the future, what will happen. So here, although they were playing the game of fear, that as element of fear, they were not afraid because they knew, jiske saath bhi khel raha hu, they are all my friends. Friends ke saath kya darna? They are not going to do any harm to me. And in the medieval age, there was one great Vaishnava, Rasikananda Prabhu. When a zamindar, a Yavana zamindar, he was so envious of Rasikananda Prabhu that he let a mad elephant come upon him. So as Rasikananda Prabhu was walking on the road, an elephant was charging at him. And some of you might have seen some videos of elephants causing havoc, just crushing people or destroying huge buses. So as the elephant was coming to charging towards Rasikananda Prabhu, Rasikananda Prabhu started preaching to the elephant. And he is saying, kya bada sharir mein hai to bada samajh rahe ho? You are in this big body, but you are that same tiny spirit soul that is part of Krishna. Why are you identifying with this big body that you have, the elephant's body? Remember that you are the eternal spirit soul. Now disclaimer, please don't try this yourself. Don't go in front of a lion and start preaching to it, because we don't have the conviction. Like Gurudas Prabhu in his book, he states that when Prabhupada said, I am not the body, so he thought, okay, if we are not the body, we are the soul, I can walk through walls. So he started chanting, I am not the body, I am not the body, and he started walking into the wall. But as he came close by, he bumped into the wall and his nose got bruises. And he had bandage on his nose. And then he concluded, Prabhupada is not the body, but I am the body. So when we forget the eternal situation, then fear creeps in. And some great souls like Rasikananda Prabhu, even to an elephant, they can preach and convert, because he was not seeing this is some enemy that is there. This is just another brother of mine stuck in a different body. And as I said, the fear also arises from being image conscious rather than Krishna conscious. And in this world, depending on our position, acceptance is there. The higher your position is, the more people accept you. But in the spiritual world, the Tulasi, the bumblebee, or anyone you may be, everyone is accepted, and because of that there is no this image competition that is there. You may be successful in one particular field. As I say, this story of if you are started a vada pav business in Bombay, somebody from Bangalore will come and say, "Arey, aapka vada pav bahut acha hai. Can I get this in Bangalore?" Then you start thinking, "Oh, I don't have anything in Bangalore. Let me start something in Bangalore." Then he has a vada pav chain in Bangalore also. And then somebody from Delhi will come and say, "Do you have this? Can I get this vada pav in Delhi?" Then he'll say, oh, still there is demand. And soon he'll have all over India. Then somebody from Singapore will come. Can I get a vada pav in Singapore? And there is no end to this trying to expand. And because in your own realm, you may have a big image. But as soon as you grow and you see a bigger world, nobody recognizes you. Recently, when Obama came to India, that's a beautiful picture of Obama is in the Rashtrapati Bhavan. And all the top richest people of India, Ambani, Tata, Narayan Murthy, everybody is standing in line to meet him and get some of the sanctions. So that reminded me of Vishnu being approached by all the devatas. Although they are all powerful, they are going to Krishna. Now Krishna, we cannot resolve this, please help us out. So Krishna, he is a very simple hearted and friendly person that wants to make friendship. And if we are simple, then he allows him the friendship to happen. So the next verse, any story, any movie, sab gudi gudi ho raha hai to maza aata hai. There has to be some suspense, some violence, some accident. Hero and heroine are going on a honeymoon and suddenly there is a car slide and they fall into the ditch. And the heroine, she has forgotten. She is in coma. And the hero is crying out, "Uto!" And then everybody is wondering, now what will happen? Will he leave her in the ditch? Will he ditch her? Or will he take her to the hospital? And then the movie becomes more eventful, more exciting. So here, now it is the time for the villain to come into the picture. Bahut sweet ho gaya. Thoda bhi khatta chahiye, kadwa chahiye. Maya putro mahamayo vyomo gopala veshadrik meshaitan apovaha prayaschorayito bahun. A powerful magician named Vyoma, the son of the demon Maya, then appeared on the scene in the guise of a coward boy. Pretending to join the game as a thief, he proceeded to steal most of the coward boys who were acting as sheep. So, Vyoma, Maharaj explains that Vyoma literally means space. So therefore there is this Vyoma and there is a Paravyoma, transcendental space. And Vyoma entered Paravyoma, Vrindavan. But his consciousness didn't change. Physically only entered because his consciousness was still material. He was still not able to see the glory of Vrindavan. And he is a demon that has conquered space. And a symptom of conquer is control. That when you can say that I conquered this means you have control on that. So Vyoma, because he has conquered space, he has full control on space. The Maharaj very rhymingly says, the demon who flies, who can fly in the sky, anywhere he wants, he can go in the space. Now space is such a commodity in Bombay. If you can get some bigger space in local trains, just that 3.5 seat, it becomes a valuable commodity. And Vyoma, he conquered the whole space and he was very powerful. And Kamsa had sent him, the last demon, to attack Vrindavan and destroy the peace of Vrindavan. And he saw a game being played. And this was a game of simple game, Chor Police. And he wanted to capture Krishna and kill him. But Harivamsa explains that because Vyoma had only conquered outer space, he had not conquered the inner space. His vices had conquered him. So with that, he he was not able to distinguish who is Krishna. Because Krishna, wherever he saw, everybody was looking like Krishna. Sometimes it happens when we come to ISKCON, all brahmacharis look the same. Oh, Das ji hai kya? Kaun Das ji? First time when I was in IIT, when I was going for the classes, there were four Dases that I was knowing. Gauranga Das, Gaurahari Das, Gaur Gopal Das, and Gaur Sundar Das. And mostly Gaurangpu used to come, but all others were also once in a while coming. And for 6 months I couldn't figure out kinka naam kya hai. Like for us, all Chinese look the same. Sab ek hi jaisa rakhte. So same way here, because he was not a resident there, he was somebody, a foreign person there, and his mood was not right, he couldn't make out. And Krishna was also playing magic with the magician. He was already a great magician, and Krishna's magic was so wonderful, he couldn't make out who is the Gopa. Who is Gopa and who is Krishna? Sab Krishna hi lag rahe the unko. So therefore Harivamsa explains, he thought, sabko dal deta hun andar. Sometimes when there is a right, you can't know who started the right and who is suffering from the right. Everybody goes into the jail. So same way here, Vyoma thought that let me take everybody. I am so powerful, I can capture everybody. So he became a coward boy. And he became thief. That I'll play the role of thief. And the game was just that you touch him and you are out of the game. But he invented a new rule. No, it is not just that. I'll have to take you to a cave and place you there. And Govardhan to Kamyavan, where this gufa is quite far. It is almost like 2 hours. So he took each, because by his magical powers, he took each gopa from Govardhan mountain to the Kamyavan mountain. And there in the cave, he started keeping each gopa. And soon, everybody was vanishing. And what was one of the traps that he was telling? Because this is October time. Bahulashtami, like this time it is October 23rd. So same that time, it was somewhere in October. Now it is raining heavily. But we all know October heat is one quite difficult to bear, just like May heat. So even in Vrindavan it was quite hot. And morning breakfast time Keshi was killed. This was afternoon time. And because this was afternoon time, it was quite hot on Govardhan. Govardhan is said to be one of the hottest places by temperature. It goes to 49, 50. You can't stay in summer there. So it was quite hot. And cave. Anybody been into caves here? Just visited a cave anytime? So caves are quite cool. Like this temple hall, now it is AC. So it's like a cave, very cool and comforting. So the gopas were trapped by that comfortable proposition. Are itna garmi hai. Out hone ke baad idhar hi khada rahoge, gao game kitna chalega. I'll place you in the waiting room, AC waiting room. And everybody was taken there. So same way, this lesson 8 is, don't get trapped by the comforts and forget Krishna. The comforts that the world offers are only illusions. His Holiness Radhanath Swami, he was once going to Kolhapur on a train. And the train that goes is Mahalakshmi Express. He was placed in a AC compartment. And India, the AC stopped working in the train. So you can, if it was a sleeper bogie, still air will come. But in an AC coach, if the AC doesn't work, it's quite hellish. And what to speak if other people start releasing some kind of gases. Then it is torturous. It is like a concentration camp, gas chamber. So the whole train came like that. And after that, Maharaj said that I thought I was traveling in Mahalakshmi Express, but I realized it was Mahamaya Distress. It was so painful to travel in this. So the world always, especially Maya, she always shows a picture away from Krishna that yahan pe bahut garmi hai, bahut bheed hai. I'll take you to a place where it is cool, comfortable, and you can wait for some time there and then come back. Prabhupada tells the story of the 25 paisa circus. That everybody was excited. Just in 25 paise, I can see the circus. And then everybody bought the tickets. But the rule was one entry at a time. Only one person will be allowed into the circus. So the first person went, and the whole circus was empty. Nothing was there. There was one big fat guy standing there. And he said, "Hey, where is the circus? Abhi set up hua nahi kya, bahut jaldi aa gaya main." Said, so the fat, this hulk, he called him. Said, "You want to see the circus in 25 paise?" So, "Yes, I bought the ticket. This is the ticket." So he took the ticket, crushed it, and also crushed that guy. Usko itna mara, he beat him up like anything. And with all the bruises, he let him go after 5-10 minutes. And as he was going out, he saw there was a big line, bahar. Everybody was waiting, 25 paise ka circus dekhna hai. That, agar main aise jaunga, pura gaon main marne tak haste hi rahega. अरे हमको मालूम था कि ये 25 पैसे सर्कस फेक है और ये एक ही बकरा बना. वी ऑल परसीव्ड. सो ही डिडंट वांट टू लूज हिज इमेज. ही वाज वेरी इमेज कॉन्शियस. सो पूरा सब ठीक किया. ही ड्रेस्ड अप वेरी वेल एंड विथ फुल हैप्पीनेस. व्हेन यू कम आउट ऑफ अ थिएटर आफ्टर वॉचिंग सम पॉपुलर मूवी, ही केम विथ सो मच एक्ज्यूबरेंस. And there were TV reporters from CNN, CNBC, taking interview. "Okay, how was the circus?" And he had to put up a good show. And he glorified. "Aisa circus kabhi dekha hi nahi hai. What a circus." And he went off. Jaan bach gayi, bhaag gaya udhar se. So second guy went. He also got the same treatment, shock treatment. Full of bruises. And when he came out, as he was coming out, he couldn't understand. Pehla vyakti ko accha circus mila. Mujhe aisa kyun mila? Why did I get this treatment? Kya mera ticket fake tha, black mein kharida tha kya? What happened? He couldn't figure out. But he also put up a nice show and he gave excellent interview. So in this way, everybody got beaten up in that village. And of this 25 paise, but nobody could speak out that we are getting beaten up. Therefore, Prabhupada says, when somebody asks, "How are you?" "Oh, I am doing fine." We are getting beaten up, but we are so image conscious that nothing wrong is happening, we put up a false smile. Therefore, it is said, smiling faces, but crying hearts. So here, Vyomasura trapped all of them into comforts. That AC cave, everything is there, you just come and be here. This is another lesson. And gopas, because they were fearless, sometimes being fearless when somebody misuses, then it can be dangerous. And after he placed a lot of them, only 4-5 were remaining. And after placing each one, after some time, he closed the door. जैसे महालक्ष्मी एक्सप्रेस का एसी बंद कर दिया, इसी तरह द केव इज कूल एज सुन एज एज लॉन्ग एज द एयर इज कमिंग, बट वेन द एंट्रेंस इज ब्लॉक्ड देन देर इज नो एयर सर्कुलेशन, एंड वेन देर इज नो एयर सर्कुलेशन इट गेट्स हॉट. So it was hot inside, no air, pitch dark, and they all started suffocating to death. And when Vyomasura again came to catch some more gopas to take, so now Krishna, he wanted to end the suspense, end this violence that was happening. Giri darya vinikshipya neetam neetam mahasura shilaya pidade dwaram chatupanchavasheshita. Gradually the great demon abducted more and more of coward boys and cast them into a mountain cave, which is sealed shut with a boulder. Finally, only 4 or 5 boys acting as sheep remained in the game. We'll take the next verse also, because it is connected. Tasya tat karma vignaya Krishna sharanadasatam gopanayantam jagraha vrikam harir ivaujasa. Lord Krishna, who shelters all saintly devotees, understood perfectly well what Vyomasura was doing. Just as a lion grabs a wolf, Krishna forcefully seized the demon as he was taking away more coward boys. So Krishna finally noticed. He was always noticing, but he gave some chance. ठीक है, थोड़ा संग कर रहा है भक्तों के साथ, सुधर जाएगा. लेकिन संग किया, but because the consciousness was not right, he didn't change. He was still the same demonic person. Lord Ram, he was not killing Ravana on the first day because he was giving him chance. Duryodhana was not killed on the first day. Thought, abhi to sudharega. But some of us are in the HNS category. HNS means, hum nahi sudharenge. Whatever you do, we'll remain the same. So Vyomasura was a HNS Shishya. Ki main sudharunga nahi kitne, because the mood was not right. And here, the lesson to be learnt is, no one can escape the eyes of Krishna. Bhagwan ke nazaron se koi nahi bach sakta. There was a recent ad that was put up. Upar wala sab dekh raha hai. It was an ad about CCTV. But CCTV may not watch everything. It may be blurred many a times. But Krishna's vision is always there. We can never escape. And Krishna was acting as the Govardhan police. He came and he blew the whistle. And he blew the whistle and he said, thief is caught. Vyoma, you are caught. And you have to surrender now. And Vyomasura initially was trying to escape. So Krishna immediately, he took him into his, in between his shoulder, in between his arms, and he caught him. And Vyomasura was trying to escape in that same form, but Krishna's grip is so strong that he could not escape. And therefore it is said, man poses. We try to act smart, but God exposes. Man poses, God exposes. If you try to put up a show, especially with devotees, soon we will be exposed by Krishna. But if we have a simple heart and trying to reform, then Krishna helps us. But if you are not trying to reform, but trying to misuse the Sangha that is there, then soon Krishna, he takes us into custody. So the demon changed into his original form, as big and powerful as a great mountain. But try as he might to free himself, he could not do so, having lost his strength from being held in the Lord's tight grip. Itna zor se pakad liya, the form expanded, but Krishna's grip couldn't be released, and he was also suffocating. And he was becoming more and more terrified. And the explanation is given, why did Krishna catch him like that? Because he was suffocating his friends. Jo dusron ke saath kar raha tha, same thing he was getting, either through the power of time or here Krishna himself, he was choking him, suffocating him to death. And in the arms of Krishna, that is the most secure position. But here, just like a cat, rat is terrified in the jaws of a cat, because the cat is appearing to be like death. But a kitten is totally secure, because the kitten knows my mother is not going to do anything harm to me. But because he had cheating propensity, he had the evil tendency to destroy, here he was becoming afraid. And then Vyomasura, he tries to escape, and then Krishna, he takes Vyomasura. You see, sometimes this WWE, I used to watch long back, they take the guy and they pounce him on the ground. So same act Krishna did. He took him in his arms, and with great force he pounced Vyomasura on the ground. And when Vyomasura fell down, Lord Achyuta clutched Vyomasura between his arms and threw him to the ground. And then while the demigods in heaven looked on, Krishna killed him in the same way as one kills a sacrificial animal. So the karma, the lesson 11 is karma boomerangs. Whatever you do, it comes back. If you do good, good will come back. In Scotland, there was a farmer, Fleming. And near his farm, he saw one kid was drowning into quicksand, into a well of sand. So he immediately went and saved this kid. And next day, the kid's father came, said, "Thank you so much for saving my kid. Here is some money, some remuneration for you." But Fleming didn't accept. "So I don't want, when I see something happening, I try to help." So this rich man, he saw his son was there next to him, Alexander. "So, let me at least help you study, help you sponsor your student child study. That I'll take this kid from Scotland to England and I'll make his education good." And anyway, farmer Fleming, he didn't have much money, he allowed, "Okay, you can take my son and give him good education." So this was Alexander Fleming that studied, and he became a great doctor who invented penicillin. And that person who say the rich man was Churchill, and that son who was saved was Winston Churchill. And Winston Churchill later, he contracted a very terrible disease, and that penicillin that was invented by Alexander Fleming saved the life of Winston Churchill. So very cyclic. First Fleming saved his kid, and then that kid helped, his father helped him to raise this person, and this person saved his kid. So the karma always comes back. Either it is good or it is bad. And Vyoma, in his last life, he was a great devotee known as Bhimaratha. And Bhimaratha, although he was great king and great devotee, he became proud. And after pride comes deceit. Therefore, pride and deceit go together. Keshi is pride and Vyoma is deceit, cheating. And when Pulastya Muni came to his ashram, this king later when he became sage, he didn't respect him. Because he thought, "I am so great, why do I need to respect Pulastya?" And Pulastya became angry that you are not showing proper etiquette, it will not be good for you. And he cursed him to become a demon in his next life. And that's how he became the son of Mayasura in his next life. And Mayasura was also a demon, but he was protected by Arjuna. He took shelter of Arjuna, and because of that Krishna didn't kill him. Krishna was planning to kill him, but because he took shelter of Arjuna, he spared him, and then later he built the Indraprastha. Here his son, Mayasura's son, Vyomasura, he was also with devotees, the gopas. But he was not taking shelter of them, he was capturing them. And because he was capturing them and not actually taking shelter of them, the son was killed. The father, because he took shelter, he was paid. Opposite of what happened with Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad. Prahlad took shelter and he was saved. Hiranyakashipu didn't take shelter. Here Mayasura father took shelter and son didn't take shelter. So therefore, Lord is known as Patita Pavan, but not Kapata Pavan. And the last verse which will end. Krishna then smashed the boulder blocking the cave's entrance and led the trapped coward boys to safety. Thereafter, as the demigods and coward boys sang his glories, he returned to his coward village Gokula. And that entrance that was blocking the Vyoma Gufa that is still there in Kamyavan, Krishna just smashed open that. And Krishna is our real hero that can do amazing acts. So, and we should savor our savior's heroic activities. We try to savor so many other Bollywood, Hollywood, Tollywood heroes' activities, but they don't help us. But if we savor our savior's heroic deeds, then there is hope. And in this way, the last demon, but not the least, of deceit was killed. And Vyomasura represents this cunning mentality, this cheating propensity to come in the form of a devotee to actually fulfill some other desires. And we should always be careful to cultivate the quality of simplicity. And if we are simple hearted, then it is very easy to please Krishna. And if we get complicated, then life, Krishna conscious becomes very difficult to practice. So thank all of you for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki. So any questions? Any questions anyone has? One or two questions we can take.
भज गोविंदम. भगवान श्री कृष्ण ने गीता के दूसरे अध्याय के 21वें और 22वें श्लोक में कहा है, जिसका अर्थ मैं वर्णन कर रहा हूं, कि हे पार्थ, जो यह शरीर है यह पुराने वस्त्रों की तरह है. जिस प्रकार लोग पुराने वस्त्र को धारण का त्याग करते हैं और नए वस्त्र को धारण करते हैं, वैसा ही यह शरीर है.
yes.
पर उसके ठीक अगले श्लोक में भगवान श्री कृष्ण कह रहे हैं कि हे पार्थ, यह आत्मा अजर अमर है, इसको शस्त्र नहीं काट सकता, वायु नहीं सुखा सकती. पर ठीक 16वें अध्याय के 18वें और 19वें श्लोक में भगवान श्री कृष्ण कहते हैं कि हे पार्थ, जो काम, क्रोध, मद और लोभ से ग्रस्त होते हैं और जिनके हृदय में मैं वास करता हूं, उनसे जो द्वेष करते हैं, मैं वैसे लोगों को दूषित योनियों में डालता हूं, अर्थात उन्हें कष्ट भोगना पड़ता है. पर अब यह एक प्रश्न है कि जब यह शरीर, जिसका नाश होना निश्चित है, उसको अगर हम कष्ट भी देंगे तो क्या प्रभाव पड़ेगा, और यह आत्मा जिसके ऊपर किसी कष्ट का प्रभाव नहीं होता, तो मैं ये जानना चाहता हूं कि किसे कष्ट की प्राप्ति होती है, कौन दूषित योनियों को भोगता है, क्या वो आत्मा जिसके ऊपर कोई प्रभाव नहीं है, या वो शरीर जिसका नाश निश्चित है.
ओके, गुड क्वेश्चन. सो द सोल डजंट सफर बिकॉज इट इज स्पिरिचुअल, बॉडी कैनॉट सफर बिकॉज इट इज मेटीरियल. सो हु सफर्स? लुक्स लाइक नो वन सफर्स. सो दैट सोल दैट आइडेंटिफाइज विद मैटर सफर्स. द सोल व्हेन इट इज आइडेंटिफाइंग एज द सोल, लाइक दिस मोबाइल मे बी देयर. Now if this gets crushed, जो भी इसका owner है, he feels pained. He hasn't got crushed because he's attached to his phone. Like that example is given, one guy had bought the latest iPhone 7 and he was walking by and he fell on the floor because of slippery thing. And immediately a crack sound came. So immediately started praying to God, Oh God, let it be my bone, not my phone. Because bone na 300 rupaye ke casing mein theek ho jayega. But ye phone 70,000 rupaye ka hai. It will not get. So the phone is not him. Usko kuch crack nahi hua hai. But he feels pain because he is attached to it. So when we are attached to matter and we want matter to be in some particular shape and when it changes that shape, then we feel distressed because we are attached to matter should be in this form. It should not be in this form. But when we are detached from that identification, then we don't suffer. Pain is there, but suffering is optional. Okay? So body doesn't suffer, soul doesn't suffer, but soul that identifies with the body suffers. Any other question? So thank you all very much for your kind attention, and if there was something useful from this presentation, please take it and apply it in the school of life that you're all there, and please keep coming to learn more and grow more. Hare Krishna.